attorney Patrick Fitzgerald says people in Illinois should feel vindicated by the jury's verdict yesterday in the case against political fundraiser Tony Rezko. Tony Arnold has more.
After the verdict, Fitzgerald emphasized to the press,
"We're obviously serious about pursuing corruption."
The top federal prosecutor in Northern Illinois praised the jury for its mostly guilty verdict in the fraud case against Rezko. But there's still the issue of sentencing to hash out, and part of that depends on what prosecutors recommend. Fitzgerald says his office hasn't calculated any kind of sentencing guidelines yet, but it's ultimately up to the judge.
Obviously, when he's convicted of 16 counts, there's lots of exposure by how many years he could face in jail.
Fitzgerald wouldn't comment on what would happen to Rezko's sentence if he were to cooperate with the government. Sentencing is scheduled for September 3rd. I'm Tony Arnold.
Rezko's lawyer says he's planning to appeal the guilty verdicts announced by the jury yesterday. Rezko is accused of using his influence or power and money. Joe Duffy is his attorney, and he says Rezko turned himself over to authorities yesterday right after the verdict came in.
I did not choose to have him surrender. Mr. Rezko, on his own, decided that if he was convicted, he wanted to immediately start serving his sentence.
Duffy says he believes Rezko's claims of innocence. Governor Rob Blagojevich says his heart goes out to Rezko's children and wife. Blagojevich read a short statement in downtown Chicago yesterday and took no questions from reporters after Rezko's conviction. Rezko has been a fundraiser for Blagojevich and Senator Barack Obama in the past. The governor called the jury's decision yet another reminder that ours is a system of government that's ruled by laws and not by men. The National Weather Service in Lincoln predicts rivers in east central Illinois will keep on rising over the next 2 to 3 days. Hydrologist Darren Hansing says the Sangamon River has already crossed the moderate flooding level of 17 feet at Monticello, and he says with more rain on the way, flooding could become more severe.
The people that are living along the river should be very aware of what the rivers are doing, and they continue to rise at the current time. Primarily, the Sangamon River is having the biggest response in our areas, as is southern portions of the Illinois River. But people living along the river should be very aware of what it's doing, and if they're seeing rising river levels threatening their homes, they should definitely consider the possibility of taking shelter elsewhere.
Hansing says the National Weather Service is trying to anticipate the rising river level 6 days ahead of time, but he says right now it's difficult to predict the severity of flooding. State climatologist Jim Angel says this week's rain has been unusually strong. He says in some places it rained more than 5 inches in one night, something which happens about once in 25 years. Angel says the year-to-date has been the third wettest in Illinois since 1895. Lake Decatur is closed to boating and swimming while city officials there wait for floodwaters to go down and for large pieces of debris to be removed. A press release from the city says the strong current caused by floodwaters and release of water from the lake's dam could pose a safety hazard. Depending on the amount of rainfall later this week, the lake may reopen by Saturday or Sunday. Meanwhile, the city urges residents near Lake Decatur to brace for the possibility of more rain, which could place the river at a record flood stage. Meanwhile, the Red Cross opened a shelter yesterday for people in the Argenta area, still affected by flooding. The shelter is at Argenta Oriana High School in Argenta. It's providing meals and sleeping accommodations. Residents are asked to provide any medicine or blankets. And the Vine Street Viaduct, which had been closed throughout the day yesterday because of heavy rains, is open again in Urbana this morning. A new program to help young people in Champaign's Garden Hills neighborhood gets underway next week. The stated goal of Operation Hope is to provide the youth of Northwest Champaign's Garden Hills neighborhood with more hope for the future by engaging them in positive activities. The pilot project's being tried out in a neighborhood which saw rising incidents of fighting and violent crime among young people last summer. The Champaign School Board last night approved an agreement with the City of Champaign to take part in the program. The Champaign Park District will also participate. School Board member Greg Novak says he's happy that the program is being done as a joint venture.
We're very happy to see us go into a closer working arrangement with the Park District and with the City of Champaign, because their problems are our problems and our problems are their problems. So it makes far more sense for us to work together than for each of us to follow their own course of action.
Operation Hope starts next week with a 9-week summer day camp for kindergarten through middle school children at Garden Hills Elementary and twice monthly evening activities for the whole family at Garden Hills Park. Programs starting in the fall will provide academic support and job and career experiences for middle and high school students. The Champaign schools are providing nearly $30,000 to help staff Operation Hope, plus the use of Garden Hills School to host many of that project's activities. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your Jerry's IGA stores on Kirby Avenue in Champaign and Sullivan, and Maggio's IGA in Tolono. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35, and joining us is our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dan.
Well, nice to have at least a one-day break from all of the heavy weather.
Yeah, I can tell you Mike Soule and I are happy about that because it's been some long days. I was listening to Mike on the radio last night covering the slower-moving storm, so there were tornado warnings in effect for a couple of hours across our northern counties. Basically, the only counties in our severe weather coverage area that had any warnings yesterday were McLean, Livingston, Ford, and Iroquois. But boy, the warnings extended from around 7 or just after that all the way up to 9:45, so almost 3 hours.